Hare Krishna. Determination means to subordinate pleasure to purpose. Sometimes we feel that some people have determination and some people don't have determination. And we may feel that, oh, I'm among those who don't have much determination. And that's why our resolutions keep failing. However, instead of saying that, imagining that determination is something which some people have and some people don't have, we can try to analyze what does determination mean and how the determination can be developed. So, determination is not some mystical, inexplicable property or quality that some people have and some don't have. Now, all of us, within our psyche, within inside us, have different forces which attract our consciousness and then drag us towards action according to those attractions. That means at this very time, there may be various things which are pulling us. Okay, we may want to hear this video, but we may also think that, oh, somebody is calling me, I have to return a missed call which I have got. Oh, I got that work to do. I got this thing to do. So, for example, if a student is studying for an exam, at the same time, there are, if there is a cricket match going on, it is not that that cricket match is tempting only one particular student. There may be many students who are all cricket fans and that it may tempt all of them. But then the difference between those who study and those who go to watch that match is that those who study, they subordinate purpose to play. They subordinate pleasure to purpose. That means there is something which promises pleasure in one sense immediately. And then there is a purpose. So, for example, for the student who wants to study, now the study is a purpose. That will also give pleasure, but that will take some time. One has to get the joy of learning a new subject or get the joy of getting good marks and a future bright career. And all these things will take long time to acquire. But with that, they need purposefulness. They need purpose. So, rather than seeing determination as something mystical, we can see them as see determination or its absence as a result of this war between pleasure and purpose. And to win the war or to ensure that we become determined, we have to make our purpose stronger than the pleasure purpose. I would say stronger than the pleasure motive. So Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. He talks about determination in the three modes. And he states that Dhrityaya dharayate mana pranendriya kriya yogena vibhicharinya dhritisa partha sattviki. So he says determination in the mode of goodness is that determination which controls the mind and senses. Mana pranendriya kriya. The mind and senses want to move in various directions, but one controls them. Dharayate. And how does one do that? Yogena vibhicharinya. Yogena. Yogena means by the practice of yoga, avyabhicharinya. If one stays immovable, undeviated by the practice of yoga, then one can have determination that is in the mode of goodness, determination that is sustainable, determination that is transformational. So, what we need is this kind of determination. And how do we strengthen our purpose and how do we weaken the pleasure motive? How do we subordinate pleasure to purpose? That is, firstly, by meditating on the importance of our purpose and reminding ourselves repeatedly of the importance of that purpose. The pleasure, the memory of the pleasure has been so deeply engraved within our consciousness that it will keep coming back again and again, no matter what we do. And because of that, the pleasure motive will keep becoming stronger. But the purpose, we have to conscientiously strengthen. So if we, for example, if you want to practice spiritual life, then we need to regularly study scripture. And by that, reinforce our intellectual conviction for practicing the purpose. And then also, we need to associate with those who are following that, pursuing that purpose also. So if students who want to study, they need to regularly interact with those who are studying seriously. And similarly, if we want to practice spiritual life, we need to associate with spiritually minded people who are purposefully and determinedly practicing their spiritual practices. And in that way, we will find that the more we weaken our pleasure motive by not giving into it, and the more we strengthen our purpose by intellectual contemplation and by purposeful association, then we will be able to subordinate purpose to pleasure to purpose, and we will find that our determination will keep increasing, increasing, increasing. And that way, we can move steadily onwards towards success in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.